In short, any player on the pitch at any one time who is playing and shows verbal or physical dissent against a decision that the match official has made will receive a yellow card as per the laws of the game, and that has been in operation for years gone by, but will now also serve a period of time off the field of play as a punishment. So for any 90-minute fixture, which is predominantly adult football, they'd receive 10 minutes in the sin bin, and any fixture that is less than 90 minutes, so predominantly again youth football, they'll serve a period of 8 minutes in the sin bin.
And what do you make of this idea? Do you think it's going to do anything to reduce the number of incidents like this?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it gives match officials an additional tool in their player management toolbox to help manage the game of football. They don't have to go straight to using the sin bin. It just adds another layer in terms of that management aspect to the game. But also it allows players to self-police dissent, and ultimately they don't want to be playing against opponents with a numerical disadvantage. So hopefully it will just help improve the overall match day experience, and if we can eradicate the players that are showing any forms of dissent against match officials, then ultimately it's going to be a bonus.
And have you seen any sort of increase in bad behaviour towards referees over the years?
There has been, and I think it's something that has been growing over the years. So for this to come in is going to be a positive move forward. Like I said, if it improves the overall behaviour and the match day experience, not only for referees, but for players and team administrators, then it's going to have a positive impact on the game as a whole. Like anything that's new in the game, it will take time to embed, but I think once it becomes second nature, then it will be a positive aspect.
And do you think if this goes well at grassroots level, it could be brought in higher up?
Potentially, yeah. But that'll be obviously down to the FA to decide whether or not that's of benefit. I mean, we sometimes see poor behaviour and ill discipline right at the top level of the game. And when you have those role models and those people that young people look up to, then when they see behaviour that we have done in the past, then it certainly doesn't help us manage the grassroots level of the game. So whether or not it comes in, not quite sure. Would it be a good thing if it does? I would say so. But yeah, hopefully time will tell in terms of that.
Yeah, because a lot of kids obviously watching footballers on TV, they see them perhaps being a bit aggressive and answering back to referees. Do you think this will maybe make them think again about doing that themselves in their own games?
I would say so. Regardless of age, I think any player, if you said to them that if you kind of dissent against match official decisions, then it's ultimately going to end up in you missing a percentage of the game, then hopefully they will think twice about doing that. But certainly from a young age group and a young player's perspective moving forward, if they know that this is now the punishment and they're going to miss a significant chunk of the game, then you like to think they would think twice about either opening their mouth and venting against these decisions and kind of think twice, really.
So do you think that the referees who are looking after games across Kent will have a bit of an easier time of it after these new rules are brought in?
Hopefully, because it will allow us to retain certainly more referees and won't lose referees to kind of poor behaviour, and that's not what we want. So yeah, hopefully it just provides a bit more of a tool and a bit more of an opportunity for match officials to say to players, actually, look, if you're going to dissent and you're going to give me a bit of abuse, then you're going to miss some of this game. So hopefully it will make life easier for certainly our grassroots referees.